You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I have a very special guest on the phone with me today. I have Crystal Smar. Now, Crystal, you are the author of the Urban Self-Help Book for Baby Mamas. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Now, the question is, are you a baby mama yourself?
You know, yes, I am, three times over.
Woo!
Yeah.
And so then you already have your personal experience of being a baby mother and knowing some of the trials and tribulations that we go through. But tell me a little bit about what you discuss in your book.
Well, basically, what I discuss is the first chapter is called Shock and Awe, and it's basically taking an assessment. It's only five questions trying to figure out whether or not you're a baby mother, baby mama, or the mother of his child.
So what's the difference?
The difference is the stereotype for a baby mama is someone who nags, who's emotionally dependent and financially dependent upon the father,
yeah.
Who's vindictive, who uses the child as a pawn.
Yeah.
So these questions kind of allude to that, whether or not you're behaving that way. And that's the difference between being a whole woman, financially, emotionally, and spiritually, and being able to co-parent with the father of your child without being a baby mama.
But there's a chance that you could have started off a baby mama, but then ended up being a child's mother.
Uh-huh. I'm nodding my head and raising my hand.
I can only imagine. I know that there are a lot of people who have had kids with guys that they're like, oh man, why did I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Just that whole regret. And then I can understand why your attitude could be one way and then change. People can change, right?
People can change. People can evolve. And always remember your child. It's not something to regret. And, you know, I'm a woman of faith. He's still working on me, of course. If you read the book, you realize that. But I do believe that God honors the fact that you chose to bring life into this world.
Yeah.
So he'll work with you. He's working with me. So I know he'll work with everybody else.
Amen. Now, let me tell you, I want to ask you about this. You know, MTV has the show 16 and Pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And you know, where people are so fascinated with this type of TV program, and it's actually, it makes me feel embarrassed. When I watch this, uh-huh. I feel so embarrassed. And then when I go to TMZ and I see these mothers are on TMZ every other day getting arrested or, you know, acting a fool out in the streets or whatever. What is your view on those TV shows?
Yeah, that's one impetus or reason why I decided to write the book. If you could go back to the 60s, the first African-American single woman to have a show was Diane Carroll. It's called Julia. She was a single mother. She was a nurse. I think her husband died. But anyway, she represented a woman who was on her grind and handling business. Then you go to Florida, who's in good times. Of course, financially they struggled, but she held it together
yeah.
as a mother after James died. And then you have Malona. I never know how to say her name. But she was beautiful and doing her thing, and she had a vibrant dating life. But she put her child first, and even Murphy Brown in the 80s. There was a big uproar. I think she worked in media. She handled her business, too. But then you get to lottery ticket.
Oh.
The young lady that says, bye, rat. That was it. That was it for me. So, you know, media is important. Image is important. And a lot of young women don't have the older women nowadays to kind of guide them and help them evolve as I evolve.
Right.
So this book is kind of like a self-exploration to help these young ladies evolve into being a mother and not a baby mom.
So what is the one thing that you definitely want people to get from reading your book?
The main goal for the book is to help women realize that your number one priority is your child. You want your child to grow and be healthy physically, spiritually, and psychologically. You want your child to be well-educated and prepared for life. And in order to do that, you have to be a whole woman.
Yeah. Woo, ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. You know, I have a daughter. She's 5. And I'm a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, you know, even just the moment where I went through my divorce and I was like, you know, I made a conscious decision. I'm not going to act a fool.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't, because I understand, number one, I was better off without this person. Mm-hmm. And then second, you know, when you really take time to think about your child and how your child sees everything, no matter how young they are, like, mm-hmm. they pick up how you're acting. And mm-hmm. then, you know, you wonder when you get older, your child gets older, why your child is acting a fool. Mm-hmm. They saw everything that you did.
Saw everything. And, you know, I mentioned in the book that I'm not a licensed counselor, therapist, or a pastor or anything. But I do suggest that people who cannot get over that hurdle, go and lay down on the couch or get Jesus or something.
Yeah.
But you do need to get help. Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, tell me, where can people go to get the book?
It's self-published. It's at lulu.com, LULU.com.
So it's Lulu without the S. Okay. Lulu. Okay. Mm-hmm. .com. All right. Awesome. Uh-huh.
And just put in, you know, the title of the book, From the Hood to the Hills, and I will pop up. And I will have more books. These are like little cliff notes for living life. And the next book will be out hopefully by the end of the year.
Awesome.
So I hope I create some fans, and I really appreciate you giving this opportunity to me.
No doubt. Thank you so much. Crystal Smarr, the author of, what's the book called again?
From the Hood to the Hills, Getting Beyond Baby Mama Drama.
Woo! Let's do it. All right, girlfriend. Thank you so much for being on the show today. Have a good one.
You too.